in your space. Just my luck. Put me on where you understand. What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing? Welcome to the show, baby. Today, there was an article out from, I think it was New Mexico, Albuquerque, whatever it is, where they're saying the Red River shootings are now putting the spotlight on motorcycle clubs. It said biker gangs, but I said motorcycle clubs. And they went into this big spiel about how bad they are, all that kind of stuff. We're going to take a look at that article and dissect it a little bit. But I'd have to say it's been on clubs ever since 2015. And I think it's because it simply comes to this. There's a 24/7 news cycle. We have social media. So what that does is put everything that happens in front of people real time, and then you're able to get the discussions, all that kind of stuff. Now, one thing that I did see during the Red River shooting coverage, which we're going to wrap up tonight on the Marco and Hollywood show, or the Hollywood and Marco show, whatever it is, we're going to wrap it all up, but we're going to take an in-depth look at how we covered it, the things that came out, the progression. But one thing I do see is a lot of negativity towards MCs, and it's mostly coming from people that aren't even involved in a club, but they want to get their opinions in, which is fine, man. You know, that right there is truly America, where you can debate. You know, we've been hearing that a lot lately. Oh, this is America. You can do what you want. That's coming from non-club members who don't understand anything. They don't understand that this is a subculture within a culture. And in subcultures, you have rules, traditions. And if you don't want to be a part of that, that's on you. Sure, you can give your opinions as, you know, somebody who's not in clubs, but at the end of the day, you really don't matter at that point. You chose not to be a part of that subculture, but you want to give opinions on it, and you want to go around and yell on the highest mountain about how wrong things are. But again, in the end, you don't matter. Unless you're a part of it, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Let's just put it plain and simple. You know, you had people covering this lifestyle, both on social media and in the media, that had no idea what the hell they were talking about, had no idea how things work in the scene. You know, that is my biggest takeaway from all the coverage of this shooting. And there's a big backstory behind this shooting. It wasn't just over a photo. Yeah, it's somebody playing both sides of the aisle, if you would. And yeah, in this subculture, and that's what I'm going to call it, that is a no-no. And you wonder why things flew like they did. Now, should it have been in public? Well, everybody was busy blaming the Dominant, the Banditos, for this, and it wasn't even them that shot first. There is only one guy charged with murder, and that's the Water Dogs. And if you saw, you know what, I'll go with down that path when we get into the show tonight. But let's take a look at this article right here. I found it very, very interesting. Red River shooting puts spotlight on biker gangs. This one from the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Man, you know, New Mexican. I'm surprised they haven't gone all freaking crazy because of that name, but they'll take statues down everywhere. There are moments in histories of organized criminal enterprises which drag their operations into the light for public to see. For the American Mafia, this arguably occurred on the greatest scale in 63 when former member Joseph Falacci testified to the inner workings of the mob during televised hearings before a congressional committee. For outlaw motorcycle gangs operating in New Mexico, the moment when people really started paying attention may prove to be the fatal May 27th shootout during the Red River Motorcycle Day or Memorial Day motorcycle rally. Its immediate impact left three people dead, five wounded. Reputed Water Dogs member Jacob Castillo of Rio Rancho is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 46-year-old Damian Brooks of Sirico, while two others are facing lesser felony charges and a misdemeanor. So basically, you know, I would say it was Catskill, New York, when all the mafia families got together. That was one of the first deals with it. But you are seeing a lot more intense scrutiny of the club lifestyle that, you know, you got to admit is happening right now. And the other two charged, I think it was a weapon in a bar or something like that. And then somebody tried passing off some stuff, but they're keeping them inside. You know, they usually let the, you know, those kind of crimes just walk, but they're keeping them because of this incident. But it went down where, and he said it to him, you know, for himself, or told the cops that, because he talked to the cops, that they were trying to avoid the banditos. A fight started, and he's the one who pulled, and he claims it was self-defense, which is going to be everybody's, you know, case on that one. But the media has, like, jumped on it, and I have to admit a lot of us in social media has. We have jumped, too, and there was just a lot of facts, and we're going to go down that timeline of how everything happened, trying to get the truths from the mistruths and all that good stuff. Let's go back to the article here. Recently, court documents point towards years of turmoil in the state with two rival gangs, the Banditos and Mongols, perceiving themselves to be at war with each other. Now, they go on to say the shootout was caused by the Water Dogs member taking a wedding picture with members of Allied Mongols, which I think that is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what really happened. You basically had a dude playing both sides of the aisle, and a lot of innuendos and lying went with this whole deal. You can't play two sides of the aisle when it comes to the dominant, especially when you got your damn blessing from the one. You just can't do that. Let me go into it's funny right here. The complex organizations as the specter of the Red River shootings casts a shadow on future rallies. Castillo's pre-trial detention motion filed by state details the FBI's efforts to track and charge suspects in crime linked to outlaw motorcycle clubs. Now, what's funny about that one is you even had the New Mexico FBI come out and say, you know, this is an isolated incident. This really isn't all that big of a thing. Yeah, it happened at a major rally. But in Chicago over the weekend, you had like seven people shot and killed and more wounded. You know, the only reason why this makes the news like it has is because bikers have this reputation, I guess, of, you know, being the big bad Billy Badass and, you know, the last of the American outlaw type of thing. They romanticize it is what they do. And it's an agenda behind it. That's why nobody really pushes the Chicago shootings all the time. You know, because it happens every day. But something like this hasn't. So they're like, okay, we're going to really pour on the coverage right there. Let's go to a local police response. New Mexico State police officer, and I think they were on there like 20 seconds they were on that shooting deal, said officers on patrol handled encounters with gangs like the Mongols like any other suspect. Obviously, we're not going to pull over. One officer is not going to pull over a whole group of motorcyclists. If there's a few here and there, our officers can make stops. He later added, I think it comes down to respect as well. You treat someone the way you want to be treated. Noting his department was warned about a group of banditos heading to Red River, Silver said having such intelligence is key to securing motorcycle rallies. Considering what happened in Red River, our guys are there within seconds. I don't see that change in violence. Just like State Chief Tim Johnson said, it's not going to be tolerated. So basically, they did a little schmooze article trying to compare it to the mafia. You know, TV, social media, and the mainstream news the last couple years has really gotten out of hand when it comes to MCs. And what that did was spawn a lot of people, which, hey, it's your opinion, your right to do, to really get crazy. To really get crazy with their opinions. And again, hey, it's on you, man, what you want to, you know, say out there. But we're going to cover most of this tonight on the Hollywood and Marco show. We're going to have all the news guys that were breaking this stuff, that do this for a living in the news, biker news realm. And it should be a good one. It really should. But we're going to go to right now. We're going to go to the second half of the show with China Dow. It's going to be a good one, baby. We'll be right back.
Well, is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't give the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content Monday through Friday at 9:20 a.m. Central Standard Time. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going strong.
Join our Motorcycle Madhouse Locals community and get weekly articles by Hollywood and get involved in the conversation. Punch in motorcyclemadhouse.locals.com and become a part of the community now. Rock on.
Introducing the all-new service from Insane Throttle, Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. 24-7 and nothing but the best in 80s till today. Rock and metal, baby. And here's an added bonus. You can now listen to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Show with Hollywood and China Dow live on the air. Go to MotorcycleMadhouse.com and bookmark the radio station and get down with the King of Biker Radio.
the moon.
Monday and Monday's BD day. I hope this weekend you were able to get to a community center and get your shot of penicillin. We got China Doll in the house tonight. What's up, China Doll?
What the hell was what?
It's Monday. That means it's BD day. So you got to go get a shot of penicillin.
You got to go get vaccinated because of your weekend of partying. Huh?
Yes. That way you don't have green stuff coming out of your pecker.
Oh, my God.
You don't want green stuff out of your pecker.
Yeah, I know. I don't want green stuff coming out mine.
That foamy stuff, you know, you go to take a piss and it hurts. So you got to make sure you get your BD shot. It's Monday.
Oh, Lord.
Either that or you better go get tested because there's a lot of freaks out there now.
You're crazy.
I don't know. I've been called crazy in my time. So welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? It's a good one today. We got, is the world really as bad as it seems? It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
You got shootings everywhere. You know what? There's no more fun.
No.
And bringing up BD Monday. What the hell, man? Whatever happened to the good old days where you just go get a shot of penicillin?
It don't work out
now,
that way.
You know, now that they got all kinds of stuff, it sticks with you like old luggage. It never leaves.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go away ever.
So you got to be careful.
Careful where you stick it.
You got to rep that rascal, man. If it, you know what, you put it in, you look at a girl and say to yourself, this guy's, I got to give you advice here. You look at a broad, and if you have a feeling in your gut that your pecker's going to fall off, don't put it in. Have some control, will you? Have some control. Last night on the BCAM podcast, we talked about the difference in generations.
Poor Mikey.
What do you mean, poor Mikey, man? Mike, you know what? I got to give it to him. And he thinks just like me. You got to admit, he thinks just like me. Then, you know, you going after the baby boy, and then Danny D'Lo, he was out there, you know, on your side. Well, I'm in love.
100. Do it.
You shouldn't be just looking at something to get out of it. Man, I'm out there looking to get some poontang. That's the only good thing about marriage is you got a good supply of that.
Oh, my God. You're bad.
When you're dating somebody, it's like, okay, am I going to, you know what the weirdest thing about when you first start dating is?
What?
Is you don't know your limits at that point. You don't know if you can say, hey, honey, get on your side so I can poke you in the rear. Oh my God. You don't know if you can do that.
No, you don't.
You got to ease into that.
Yeah, slow roll into that, huh?
Unless you got yourself a freak. Then you just pop her in the butt in the poop chute.
In the brown eye.
You know, the first thing you got to do before you do that, fellas, is I'm going to give you some advice. You got to ask them if they ate in the previous 6 hours.
Why?
That way you don't get poop on your pecker.
Oh my God, you're stupid.
I'm just giving advice here.
Oh, don't take Hollywood's advice.
That way you don't need a VD shot plus an antibiotic.
From having poop on your pecker?
Yeah, that way you don't get a urinal infection. A urinary tract infection.
Why do you guys even want to take the chances of sticking it there?
Because you're nice and tight.
Okay, still. If you wait like a couple weeks, you know, it'd be super tight somewhere else.
No, there's some women out there that have some wide open tunnels, man.
Okay, yeah, it's scary. There are some that you could probably drive a Mack truck through, but still.
It is. I'm serious. It's
and
serious.
And then there's the ones that look like Arby's roast beefs.
I have to admit, and they have cheese coming out and stuff like that.
I'm talking the big, giant beef and cheddars.
You know what? Then we were talking about the 80s and stuff like that, where we were able to talk. We talked about lesbians, they butches and stuff like that. You know, those are the ones that I worry about.
Why?
I do, man. They get over there like a man and stuff like that, get hair on their chin. What do you women see? I don't get lesbians. Just like I don't get gay. I don't get gay men. Why the hell you want to pop another dude in the butthole that's all hairy and stuff like that? Maybe they in the Sasquatches. I don't know.
Get a woman that doesn't shave.
It's just like two Chewbaccas going at each other.
Oh my God, stop.
That's what it's like. Seriously.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine watching Star Wars right now and looking at Chewbacca with freaking another Chewbacca? A Wookiee.
Two Wookiees going at it.
Yeah, man, that's disgusting. That's like gay peoples.
Oh my God. So in other words, you wouldn't want to see that in front of you, right?
Well, that you know what? That's just like midgets, okay? You know, them Wizard of Oz. You know, wanna go the lollipop tree, the lollipop tree.
That's not how it goes.
What
dude.
Is it then? I had to get
Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
You know they were gay.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
Why does everybody gotta be gay?
Whoever made that movie was either on acid or gay. That's like a nightmare for me. You imagine dropping acid and being in the Wizard of Oz and a bunch of midgets come up to you?
It'd be your dream come true.
I guess.
No, technically your nightmare, because you don't like that. I'm getting you one for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't want one.
You're getting one.
Don't want it.
You're getting it.
You know, and the media's like, that wicked witch of the West or whatever, that green looking thing. You kind of look like her with your nose. Anyway, they always going after you nasty bikers. Seriously, man. Tonight on the Hollywood and Marco show, we're going to be wrapping up the coverage of the rally out there. And, we'll probably talk about dipshits. You know, always giving their opinion on how a club should act and stuff like that.
Somebody on that panel might just back up the dipshits.
Well, I'm a shark in infested waters, so it'd be a good debate.
You'll have fun.
It should be fun.
I can't wait to see the chat room tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you ever sticked your finger in your ass?
No.
I'm just wondering, because women play with their, you guys use your fingers.
No, we don't. No. We don't go there.
Yeah, but you're doing the pooter cock.
The pooter cock?
That's what I'm saying now. Pooter cock.
You're just saying it because you fucked up saying what you were going to say.
What, cooter pocket?
Yeah, no. You screwed it up, so now you're just using a new word.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. Oh, my goodness. And also, tomorrow we'll be talking, it looks like the government of Denmark is going to try to ban the banditos. Keep that shit up over here in the United States, man. They're going to use them gang enforcement laws. But we're going to get into, it's going to be pretty insane tonight, L.A. Well, I'll be seeing you in 2 weeks, man. Anyway, we're going to be talking about, is the world as really bad as it seems? Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. Let's look at this from Chi-Town, baby.
Tanya and Terrell, Mayor Brandon Johnson will be here at the graduation ceremony this morning at Navy Pier. This after another especially violent weekend in the city. By our count, 52 people were hurt in shootings across Chicago, 10 of whom died. One of those victims was Terry A. Adams. She was one of 7 people shot during a gathering Saturday night in the Austin neighborhood for her boyfriend, who died in a car crash. Surveillance video shows the moment gunfire erupted on Iowa near Cicero as dozens of people ran for their lives. Among them was the alleged gunman dressed in jeans and a white top as he opened fire before running away.
The kids all just said they was all out there dancing, singing, having a good time, and all they heard was gunshots. They don't know, they ain't seen nobody, they ain't come no ways, no anything. They just heard gunshots. That's it. So everybody is running. Everybody is running.
Now, the mayor doesn't live far from where that shooting happened. He will be here at the CPD graduation ceremony.
Okay. New Mexico. 3 dead, 6 wounded or something like that. In one weekend, 50 shot, 10 killed in Chicago.
Yeah, so why is it such a big deal about New Mexico?
Right? That's what I'm asking.
This is like a weekend thing in Chi-Town.
It is a media's narrative is what you're seeing right now. Right up in front of your face. But I'm going to get kind of controversial here.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, I'm going to get kind of controversial. Why is it always on the south and west side? It's like when it's hot out, they open the cages. It's craziness. That's why the north side's always been better. You want to go to the zoo? Forget Brookfield. Forget the, Lincoln Park Zoo. Just go to the south side. You'll see them all. Just saying. Always shooting each other. What the hell's up with that? I don't get it. And then they blame Whitey. I don't understand that.
It's always Whitey's fault.
Yeah, I didn't go there and shoot you.
I know, we weren't there. Were you there?
I wasn't there.
No, me neither.
But you see what I mean? The difference in news coverage. between bikers and regular peoples. They get all stupid.
Well, LA says bikers make better headlines.
Well, this is true. This is true. Let's read this comment here. I can't read the shit. I'm blind.
Bikers make better headlines than black on black or Hispanic on Hispanic. Just an observation.
Yes, it does. And that's what I was talking about. We're romanticized, meaning the public just can't get enough of us. That's why, you know, you had your shows that were very, very popular on TV about bikers. It just goes to show you, hey, numbnuts, calm down.
Beezer says it sounds like they have better aim in those areas.
This is true. Okay. No, what they do, man, they tip their nine to the side over here and just pop off and hope they hit somebody.
It's got to be like this. You got to be gangster.
That's what
gotta
it is.
Got to be gangster.
Got to be.
If you're holding it like this, you just aren't going to get as many people. When you do it this way, you're just spraying everywhere.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, that's all it is.
But then, you know, with the news, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit tonight. You got morons. I shouldn't say morons. Dipshits is a better word. That go out and you just see it all over TikTok. TikTok's a cesspool, baby. My goodness, is it a cesspool over there? It's like all you dudes go get hooked up on fentanyl and cocaine and just go over there and run out your mouths. It's like, dude, you're miserable peoples. All they do is banging on clubs and stuff like that. Now, you know, honestly, clubs shouldn't have freaking shot in a freaking crowd, okay? But where's people saying that in Chicago? I think it's insanity.
Road rage makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to be in a club to be labeled as a member of a biker gang in the media. Wear a leather vest, have any sort of patch on it, and you're automatically a motorcycle gang member.
Well, that, you know, that's true and stuff like that. But within the scene itself is confusing the shit out of me. It really does. If you're not a part of a club, what the fuck you worrying about it for? I'm just saying. I gotta be honest. Honest, man. But we do have some very, very sad news right here. My God, when I seen this, I was like, you're kidding me. Not another one of these. It's like the new Hampshire 7. They ran into about 10 bikes. He crossed the center line, killed four, and he was drunk.
After a crash involving multiple motorcycles in Lawrence County, police say the crash happened on Highway 39 between Aurora and Mount Vernon. Liam Garrity is here in studio and was at this scene. What can you tell us, Liam?
Elizabeth, the crash happened right on Highway 39, right here on our screen. It was just south of Highway P. 10 motorcyclists ended up being involved in the violent crash. Police had to shut down this part of the highway down here for a couple hours to get ambulances and medical helicopters to the scene. Police tell me the driver who caused the crash was arrested for suspicion of impairment. This is seconds before the deadly crash. Sergeant Mike McClure with the Missouri State Highway Patrol says a car passed the center line.
Upon impact, the five motorcycles, kind of in sequence, ejected their riders, went off the right side of the road.
Four motorcyclists now dead. He says the driver of the car may have been impaired.
That impairment was observable.
Those who died, a 17-year-old girl, 28-year-old Cameron Hale, 59-year-old James Olmsted, and 61-year-old Linda Anderson. According to the Highway Patrol crash report, 10 motorcyclists were involved, either hit by the car or in the aftermath of the crash. Every person in the crash is from Aurora.
Motorcyclists have every right and every reason to be operating as does a passenger car or a pickup.
Six of the riders were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the car also seriously hurt. They were sent to hospitals by air and ambulances. Sergeant McClure says we are in the 100 deadliest days of summer, so everyone needs to be aware.
We have to adapt to what we're seeing when it comes to the summer months because we got more traffic. motorcyclists are more prevalent. So it's a shared responsibility.
Sergeant McClure says to never drive impaired, no matter how much you have to drink and or used. And all motorcycles need to make themselves as visible as possible. Again, the driver in the crash was arrested because police suspect they were driving under the influence.
17-year-old kid in one of them.
17-year-old young girl.
These fucking drunks.
People, if you're with somebody and they're impaired, take their damn keys.
Well, they don't do that anymore because they're afraid to do it. That's just like these bars. What the hell do they even take that test for to get their license to serve drinks? Why? They let them freaking get drunk any damn way.
Bars nowadays, I really honestly don't think they give a crap if they overserve.
They don't. And Odie, I think Odie's the one who sent me the story, and I'll be covering this more tomorrow. She was also on her phone. So she was drunk
and on
the phone.
Yeah.
There you go. How much you want to bet that she's only going to get a reckless driving or a manslaughter charge? Four people are dead. I would have to say if you're drunk, you should get charged with homicide. Because it is premeditation if you're drinking and you go drive. I don't want to hear about your childhood. I don't want to hear how bad you had it. You killed four people.
And Marianne said that the people that were on the bikes it was a family on a poker run.
And people wonder why I don't want my kids riding a bike. I'm sorry. I ride the hell out of it. I've been in this a long time. It's not the ability of the rider. It's the people that are driving you got to worry about. But it makes it all the worst when you have somebody that's drunk. Why can't people, you know what? What are they hooked on phonics? They don't understand not to drink and drive?
Well, pretty much. They're only worried about themselves and getting home. But guess what? Most of you that drink and drive aren't going to make it home.
No, what's even worse, like her, did she survive?
She's hospitalized.
Yeah, but she's not dead.
No.
It's usually the drunks that still live.
9 times out of 10, the drunks, because their bodies just, you know, I got them.
And you know what? There's an app if you get drunk. It's called Uber.
Or phone a friend.
It's that simple.
Doesn't take much to pick up your phone, which, you know, you already were on it when you were driving, to call a friend and ask a friend to come pick you up.
This is just like the New Hampshire 7 right here, but it was a family that got killed that was on a poker run. And Marianne just said the bitch is still alive. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't honestly imagine how I could handle something like that. I don't. My thoughts go out to these families. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's bad enough when you ride, you know, you're taking that risk. But at the same time, you don't expect a damn drunk driver to kill you.
Yeah, and they were going head on. I guess, according to what Marianne said earlier,
it was a domino effect.
She was going head on towards them. So it's like they kind of had no way out.
That's why I say, why can't they get an Uber?
Plus, it probably happened so fast, the bikes didn't know where to go. It probably just happened that quick.
This is true. So is the world really as bad as it seems like on the news?
Yeah, I personally think so.
You know what? One thing that we got to worry about right now, and it sucks that we have an incompetent idiot in office right now. He's not even running this country. Is the fact that you had a Chinese destroyer buzz one of ours, and then you had an airplane in the damn air that buzzed another one of us. What's it going to take for people to wake up and realize these slant eyes over here are not our friends? And it's not like you can boycott them because everything we use is made in China. But the world is getting very dangerous over there. and it's going to come to our shores. You look at Europe right now. What the fuck is wrong with Europe, by the way? They're always fighting. It's like, you know what? Let Europe deal with their own damn problems, man. We need to stay out of that shit. You know, we're spending billions of dollars in Ukraine to fight the Russians. So it's a proxy war for us. Let the freaking Europeans deal with it. Let them spend their money. Why do we got to be involved? So all these military escalations is going to start making things really bad for everybody. Because, you know, the national leaders want to show how big their dicks are. I just don't get it, and I have never understood. We fought two world wars in Europe. The fuck did it have to do with us? Then we went to Asia, fought another one. While on our streets of Chicago, we have all these shootings. All these gangbangers. You got something on this. What do you got?
Oh, on the thing?
Yeah.
Well, the news tends to focus on warfare, national disasters, and crime. As a result, it's easy to assume that life on Earth has gotten worse.
Well, you know what? Do you think Earth is bad? Or do you think it's us as humans that are bad?
It's the people. It's the people. And it's not Earth as a whole. It's people.
Earth is a beautiful place. We got a treasure here. And we're just morons. We really are. We're morons.
It's people that don't want to take care of said Earth and don't care.
Now, you do really believe that natural disasters are the result of what they call climate change?
No. I say it's the man upstairs way of telling us to take a chill.
You being a bunch of dicks.
Y'all are being assholes. Chill your roll. Here's what you're going
to
get.
And here's what I think, though. I think they're bullshitting. Because if you look at the history of Earth, it went through warming phases. It went through cold phases.
Yep.
It's just like Antarctica or the far North Pole. That used to be beautiful land up there. It wasn't always frozen. So it goes through heating and cooling periods. It's just insanity to wait. You know what? I don't know how people think is the problem. But what was very interesting here, very interesting, and I'm going to share this with you, what I got here. And I want you, Chinadoll, to tell me if this is correct.
Okay.
Let's see here. Where'd it go? Oh, motherfucker, I deleted it. Let's see here. Nah, I deleted it. Ain't that a bitch?
Damn.
What else we got in there? That sucks.
Well, a lot of this talks about specific things. Like they talk, one of the topics that they talk about is poverty.
And this is the media saying it's not as bad as it is, right? You see in the news, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It says it can be easy to fall for the good old days delusion of how people lived luxuriously a couple of centuries ago. The reality is far more gruesome, with statistics showing how only a small minority enjoyed such luxuries.
Now, you really think people living in the 1800s lived a great ass life?
Maybe for them.
It was hard as hell. Just look at our grandparents' parents.
Okay, but
they didn't even have refrigerators.
But what would you think? Okay, let's just hypothetically.
Oh, here we go.
Somebody from the 1800s seeing how the world is today.
They shoot themselves. They shoot themselves.
They might think what they had is way easier than what we're dealing with.
And this is true. But you know what? You know what it was? It was work. People had to work to survive back then. They have to have skills back then.
Mm-hmm. And now there's so many people that sit on their asses and just figure they deserve everything that they want.
This is true. That's like what we were talking about last night with these generational differences. Mm-hmm. Generation Z is good for that. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to get off their ass and get a house. They don't want to actually put in work to have a better life. And these are the morons that are in the media now that push this stuff. You know, what was funny on Twitter, there's a big controversy. Elon Musk, you know, there's this thing, I think it's from the Daily Wire, about what a woman is. And all his freaking underlings that are freaking morons wanted to ban it. This is Generation X and millennials. They don't understand how bad they are screwing up this country and opening it up to people like the Chinese or the Russians. They don't get it, how dangerous things can get. And one of the biggest things that I read in this article was the rich want to divide the population, want them to lose their morals so they can put a different system in place. I truly believe that.
Well, and if you think about it, 200 years ago, 94% of the world lived on less than $2 a day.
That's true, because you had to go out and shoot your shit. There wasn't no McDonald's.
Nope.
So I think that as we evolved, if you want to say that, we became more dependent on a system that controls us. Mm-hmm. Now we're being controlled instead of being free. We learned that during COVID, didn't we?
I think people learned a lot during COVID.
And that's just like you. They want to tell you what to think and you're falling for it. Now with YouTube, because they had it banned for misinformation. Now you to talk about Trump really did win 2020, or it was a stolen one. But they didn't want you to see, they'll control you. A lot of people forget YouTube used to be a freaking wide open west, man. They never had all the censorship.
No.
Now they do.
Well, it's like,
and I think that makes the world worse.
It's like every time you turn around, their YouTube's getting stronger with their censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
sad. And Rattlesnake, very interesting. Very interesting here. People confuse sexual preferences with ethnicity in this time period. Technology has made things better and worse. What do you think our grandparents' parents would think about somebody not being able to define what a woman is? They'd have knocked the shit out of you.
They probably would have smacked you upside the head a few times. Be like, really?
Now, I understand if it bleeds, it leads. Okay, I get it. I do that stuff all the time. But at the same time, it's actually true what's happening. You can see it when you walk out your front door. We had a thing that happened, 5 miles from us? A shooting at a carnival.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there was... There's one person recovering after a shooting at the Rockford Speedway's town fair. 5 people are in custody. I guess they took off from the scene at high rates of speed before they were caught near Rockford's southwest side.
Now read what Steve has to say here.
The problem is too many idiots believe what they see on social media and put too much time on the damn internet.
Is this true? I believe so.
Yeah.
You know what? I never thought I'd see today where we live two type of lives. One is your internet life and the other is your real life. The problem is people can't distinguish between the two. They can't do it. What do you think? It upsets you now.
Yeah, it does. It's sad state of affairs is what it is.
Because you know what I always found funny was Facebook and how butthurt people would get if they got unfriended.
Oh my God, it's like freaking hell on earth. Oh my God, you unfriended me. So what? It's Facebook.
And what else I don't understand is people that you have on there, you don't even fucking talk to them. So why are you butthurt?
I'd say if everybody checked out, if they have Facebook, and if you check how many friends you have on your friends list,
mm-hmm.
how many of those do you actually physically communicate with?
I don't think many.
I'd say maybe a handful. Let's say you've got 586 friends.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you talk to six.
I'd have to agree.
If that.
I'd have to agree. I do.
I mean, seriously, you're probably lucky if you talk to six out of those 586.
Now, I have found what I was looking for, and I want you guys' opinion on this. This was written by a judge in the 1950s. I want you to hear this and tell me if it's going on today. This is the end of American society, is what he said, and how it's going to happen. Number one, divide the nation philosophically. Are we divided right now?
Yes.
Two, foment racial strife.
Yep.
How they're talking about white supremacy all the time and how we're bad. That is fomenting racial strife. Number three, cause distrust of police authority. Now, them bastards do it themselves, but you did have the fund the police movement, all that kind of crap. So we're 3 for 3 right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Four, swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally.
Yes.
That's happening right now.
Yes, it is.
So we're 4 for 4. Engender the military strength to weaken it. Holy shit. This is the 1950s he was talking.
He wrote this in the 1950s.
In the 1950s. Number six, overburden citizens with more unfair taxation.
Yep.
You just talked about before we came on air in July how the gas taxes are going up in Illinois and the food.
Yeah, as of July 1st in Illinois, because we've been on this tax-free grocery for it'll be a year on the 1st. And as of the 1st, the taxes are going back in and they're being raised. And gas prices are supposed to be raised possibly up to 46 cents.
So we're looking at 6 of 6 right here. Number seven, encourage civil rioting. And discourage accountability for all crime. You got stores all over the West Coast closing because of theft. You had these idiots out there rioting. The BLM riots, which, by the way, they're almost broke because, you know, the idiots that were sending the money, it was only the top people that were buying mansions. Everybody else got screwed in the deal. Eight, control all balloting. Mass mail-in ballots.
Well, I think they need to stop the mail-in ballots. I think either you go in person or you don't vote.
And finally, control all media.
Oh, I think that's already in effect.
So we're 9 for 9, and this was written in the 1950s. How spot on is that?
It's ridiculous.
And you know what's even worse? Social media ban that post off of Facebook.
Wow.
They banned it.
Yeah, because they don't want people to see the truth.
Could you imagine being a judge in the 1950s writing something like that? That's only a little part of his letter. But those were the 9 steps in killing our way of life. And we have a generation, Generation Z, that's playing right into the government's hand. Hell, they want socialism. They don't even know what socialism is. That's just like I asked Mike last night. Your generation calls everybody fascists. Do you even know what that really means?
He said he
and he didn't until he heard the definition, and he was like, oh, you can't call everybody a fascist. And then they don't know their history. They're so stupid. They equate fascism with Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a national socialist. It was Mussolini that was a fascist. But see, they take advantage of the uneducated. And they take advantage of certain minority groups. That's why I never understood why they vote for them. The Democrats only rely on blacks at election time. Other than that, where are they with all the shootings in Chicago? It's all Democrats there. It's a Democrat city. Where are they? Nowhere to be found.
Nope.
So you have to agree with what they're saying in this. Mm-hmm. Does that surprise you? It was written in 1950.
It kind of did, but it fits. It all fits. All nine.
Ain't that scary?
Yeah, it is.
So you got the powers that be, because you know what? Their ultimate goal was always a one world government. That's always been the rich people's goal. Now they're putting their plan into action. The Great Reset, as they call it.
Yeah, I thought that was the reason for COVID.
But do you blame people for not thinking for themselves? They don't think for themselves.
No, because a lot of people nowadays believe, you know, they just go with the media. They go with what they hear. They
don't dig into anything.
They don't dig in and do their research to make sure what they're reading or what they hear is true.
Well, that's just like this coverage. And again, I'll bring it tonight. Yeah, people were going through the news reports and stuff like that, but they didn't want to find out the actual reason it happened. They didn't want to put out two sides.
Nope.
They didn't want to do it. And I've had bitches with the creators about this. Yeah, you can talk about a news story, but what's behind it? But people don't look for that anymore, even in the mainstream media.
No, they don't care whether or not they have both sides of the story. They'll just go based off one and only half of a story.
And I understand when a story breaks and stuff, there's a lot of speculation and all that. So you got to cover that kind of stuff. But you in the background should be saying to yourself, what's the truth? Mm-hmm. One side of the story. No, there's always the two sides. According to what happened on each side.
Right.
But do you go out and see CNN or MSNBC saying, you know what? There was 50 shootings over the weekend in Chicago. 10 are dead. What are you doing about it?
Nope.
You won't see that.
Nope. Because it's.
But they'll blame guns.
But because to them, that kind of stuff that goes on in Chicago is like a daily occurrence and a weekend fun.
And that's what I mean. Why ain't the media saying to the Democratic Party, you're running this shit? Why ain't you doing nothing about it?
Because it's not in their agenda.
Exactamundo.
It's not in their agenda. It's not big enough news.
But some shit down in New Mexico is.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to our news. We'll be right back after this with China Doll. Her news is going to be kick ass, baby. Get into the conversation.
Hell is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't give the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Don't forget you to get that on Amazon. What do we got in the news today, Chiny?
Well, let's just continue with this. This is really going on in this world. A Florida man was charged with aggravated assault after allegedly pointing a gun at a woman's head when her friend used the man's driveway to back up a vehicle real quick. So this guy backs into the vehicle to turn his vehicle around in this man's driveway.
Right.
And he rushes up and he's yelling with his gun in his hand about how, do not ever use my driveway.
Went crazy
and held the gun at a woman's head,
mm-hmm.
threatening to kill her if they ever went into his driveway again.
You know what? That's sad. Because everybody, that's why you, when you try to, I said, don't do it. Because you never know what idiots are going to come outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened in Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was even a 95-second video of the incident because, you know, people have those ring cams or outside, you know, surveillance.
You know what? Cameras are everywhere.
And they were able to charge him, and it wasn't by word of mouth. It wasn't by the she said, he said. It was because of the video footage.
Well, you know what? They got it in China right now. Look it up. But the cameras, they actually have facial recognition. Mm-hmm. They'd have pulled everything on your life story up.
Yep.
That's some scary shit. Yep. And you're going to have that stuff coming to this country as well. But you have people all over the place with their phones. And this kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. That just tells you we have some pretty sick people out there.
Oh, it gets worse.
What happened?
Oh, this is so sad.
Always bringing sad stuff.
An employee at a Sonic drive-in restaurant somehow accidentally lost his bag of cocaine.
Damn, I hate when that happens.
Only for a customer to discover it in their hot dog. This was in New Mexico.
Damn, man, what you guys serving in New Mexico, man? That might be the reason behind all that thing.
So Jeffrey
serving cocaine with hot dogs down there.
So Jeffrey Salazar, 54, has been arrested following the incident.
I don't know, man. I would have said that shit ain't mine.
I would have been like, I didn't make that hot dog.
They're making that shit up is what I'd be saying.
Police say that the illegal narcotics were found in an order of a coney, which is a hot dog covered in chili and cheese.
You know what? Chicago has the best hot dogs. And you know what I hate about when going out of state? They call it Chicago hot dogs. It's like, dude, you're a freak, man. This ain't a Chicago hot dog.
You know, and it's funny because it's all about the brand of hot dog and how they make it.
Yeah, it's easy. With a Chicago hot dog, you have to use Vienna. You got to steam it instead of boil it. And you got to use celery salt. That's how you do it. And then
that's how you get your Chicago
mustard, relish, onions, no ketchup. It's that simple, man.
Sorry, ketchup goes on my hot dogs. I'm so not a Chicago hot dog person.
Detroit Coney dogs are better. Chicago.
So I guess the bag of Coke was hidden underneath the chili and cheese. So I guess we should all go to Sonic and expect a surprise.
Did they eat it?
No. They went to take a bite out of it, and it was in a plastic baggie. So the baggie, the customer pulled the baggie out and realized that she was biting into a plastic bag.
Oh, my God. Really?
Hey, it could be worse. She could have bit through it. Be the best hot dog of your life.
Oh, my God. And she went right to the cops, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, you would, too, if you were a civilian. Would you?
If
Me, I would have sold it.
I would have been like, hey, moneymaker. So, yeah.
But she is kind of smart if she did, because she can use that then in a lawsuit. Because don't people sue McDonald's and stuff like that for hot coffee spilling?
Yeah, even though it says on there, on the cups. That
we got some weird people, Lynn.
So, Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. What do we got going on in Alabama?
Around 9 p.m. Thursday, officers along with Birmingham Fire and Rescue were called out to an area about a possibly burned body.
What do people don't understand? You got to get that fire thousands of degrees to burn a body. Other than that, it's just charcoal. You ain't getting rid of nothing.
Well, the officers arrived and found a victim who was unresponsive and appeared to have been burned with other signs of trauma.
Unbelievable.
Fire crews pronounced the victim dead and later learned the victim was also shot.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're going to try to get rid of a body, you got to, you know what, crematorium.
And this was a woman.
Woman?
A woman that was burned.
Sad state of affairs.
They said that earlier Thursday, police had issued a missing person alert for Miss Fowler. And according, it was reported that she was last heard around 4 p.m. Wednesday. She was believed to be driving a white Nissan. And then police say Fowler went to make a Facebook Marketplace purchase the last time she was heard from.
You know what? I think we can answer the question here.
Make all your purchases from Facebook Marketplace in a public place with other people around. Don't ever go and meet them.
What I'm saying is
stupid.
I think you can answer the question, is the world really as bad as it seems?
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable.
This is what this world's coming to. It's coming to stupid shit.
It's time for Cards Against Humanity. Get your nastiness ready.
Got that right, man. This world's coming to shit. Really shit. What do we got going on with Cards Against Humanity right now? China Doll is over here smiling.
Dude,
she's up to some devious stuff.
I am not.
What are you up to?
Nothing.
What do you got going on for this?
Nothing. I got nothing. I'm just kidding. let's see here, people.
I wish my, you know, sometimes I wish China Dow was the ethnicity of what we were going to eat, you know, because Polacks do make the best pierogies. Go ahead.
What the fuck?
I'm just replying to a comment.
Okay. I'm just going to move on.
Yes, just move on for me.
Move on.
Yes, move on. Come on, it's Cards Against Humanity. I want to go in. Let's move.
Have you ever been friend-zoned by someone?
What the hell is friend-zoned?
Worrying.
I'm still wondering what Stitch means on TikTok, okay? I thought it was Leo and Stitch.
No, friend-zoned, meaning a male, like a man or a woman tells them, we're just going to be friends.
I have that all the time, and next thing you know, I'm banging her.
Oh, Lord.
That's
that doesn't mean you're a friend zone then, dummy.
Yes, it does. It means, hey, I don't want to have sex. I just want to be friends. That's another meaning of getting on your knees.
Oh, my God.
That's what
no,
it means.
It's not. No.
Women are the ones that get friend zoned, because I always said women can't be friends with a man. And you laugh and you know it's true. Yes or no?
I can be friends with guys.
I'm not talking about
because
gays.
Guess what? It just because y'all thinking it don't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, but most women do it because they're emotional and they fall for the bullshit. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I did a Z, man.
Did you just Z snap me?
I just sneeze snap your ass.
You Z snapping me. Knock it off.
Because you're smiling and you know it's right.
You ever notice when they do that snap thing, it is in the shape of a Z?
That's what I just said.
Damn Gen Zs. What the hell? Stop the snap.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They made it. they started that snap.
You know, we got Eric in there being all philosophical on me. Our actions should surpass next month's dreams. Here I am talking about porking abroad. Anyway, what's the next one?
What is the best night that you ever had with your partner?
When she goes to sleep.
Fuck, you're a dick.
She's asleep or at work. That's the best time of my life. I get everything to myself. I don't have to hear the nagging. Now, that's a romantic evening.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bed, honey. See ya. Throw the party.
And I was going to be nice, but now you can go fuck yourself.
No, I want to hear about you being nice because you're never nice to me.
When I get my wind therapy. When you take me out on the bike.
I had you all day on the bike yesterday. I'm burnt like a damn lobster.
So am I. That's why I'm wearing a shirt. My shoulders hurt.
Yeah, but you don't get any freaking sun in the face, man. What's wrong with you?
Because I was hiding behind you. I got it all on my back.
You know one thing I noticed about you?
What?
Is you love the Electroglide because you got like a throne and stuff up there.
I know. Now it's like I'm in a car seat. I need a five-point harness.
Yeah, because I put a backrest on that sucker, or a buddy of mine did.
So I get on, and I'm like, okay, I'm in my car seat. Buckle me up. What the fuck?
Stupid. You still like the ride.
I did. And I got a gel seat because I was gelling like my gelling.
And your butt didn't hurt.
No, but my leg fell asleep twice.
It happens.
Yeah, well, it happens. No, my best time. And then it's funny because it has nothing to do with sex because, you know, I can't brag about that. Tube pumper. Anywho, yeah, when we're out on the bike, that's the best time. And I go through major withdrawals when I'm not.
So that's the only time you like being with me?
No, that's
what you just said.
No, it's the best time is when we're out on the bike.
I can take
that. It says what is the best time?
I can take that. Dick. Dirty Knobs asks, what vibrates better, the motorcycle or your vibrator?
My vibrator. Because now with these gel seats, you can't even feel the damn vibration from the bike.
true.
You can't. Them seats are, that seat's thick.
Well, it's better than your ass hurting.
Well, damn right. You know, because I got no meat to support my ass. There's no meat there.
One more. What do we got before we go into members only? We're going to be talking about why those with a Harley make fun of others that don't have it.
Do you prefer to give or receive? Hollywood's answer is receive.
I'm a receiver, dude. What do I want to put the work in for?
Hollywood never does the work.
It's
all about him.
All about him.
His two pump chumps and, you know, the 1 minute and 30 seconds.
It happens.
And he's done. If you blink, it's already over.
Just like those towns we visited yesterday.
I know.
We went on the Galena Trail yesterday.
And the towns were so, oh my God, you're telling me that one town that we went through was Amish.
Yeah.
And I'm looking going, aren't they supposed to be good with barn raising? The barns look like shit.
You know, you had them little signs that warn you of horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy crossing next 5 miles, and we didn't freaking see
you
one.
You gotta admit, the Amish probably live kick ass, man. They're tight community. They're still thinking they're in like the 1800s and shit.
I still can't get over those big white tall thingies.
What, the freaking windmills?
Yeah, is that what they're called?
No, what is it?
I don't know.
Fucking wind power or whatever.
Yeah, those things.
Those were pretty cool.
Those were huge. I told you just to bungee cord me to one of them and it'd be my own Ferris wheel.
Steve, this tongue puts in tons of work. I don't
well,
know.
Well, I guess why. Those women are lucky.
What the hell you want to work for?
Amish. Hollywood worried about you.
It happens.
We all are.
But I like that little town we went through, Warren. It's all on hills and shit like that. You actually took a lot of video that you're going to be putting up on their Viper pit.
I did.
Oh, it's on there already?
I think so.
You got to go look at it, you know, some of the ride and stuff. Pac-Man was eating her ass yesterday.
That was great. I made you take that. Amish says, hey, China, watch the Amish stuff. Oh, no, because you know what's even funnier? I thought you'd fit in real good in the town we were in.
Yeah, I think he would have.
I legit said flat out after Hollywood told me the town we were riding through was Amish. I said, well, Amish would fit in real good here.
My goodness. We're going to go to the members only section. If you're not a member, you can join on Spotify and YouTube. We'll see all the members over there. It's going to be a good one. Rock on.
Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content Monday through Friday at 9:20 a.m. Central Standard Time. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going strong.
Join our Motorcycle Madhouse Locals community and get weekly articles by Hollywood and get involved in the conversation. Punch in motorcyclemadhouse.locals.com and become a part of the community now. Introducing the all-new service from Insane Throttle, Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. 24-7 and nothing but the best in 80s till today. Rockin' metal, baby. And here's an added bonus. You can now listen to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Show with Hollywood and China now live on the air. Go to MotorcycleMadhouse.com and bookmark the radio station and get down with the King of Biker Radio. Rock!
I say goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat jack.
Number one internet biker radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded so you never miss.